USA Radio News with John Hunt.
With Americans continuing to get pounded at the gas pump, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki asking her daily news conference what the president is going to do about it.
The president is quite focused on making sure that we are taking steps to reduce the impact, to ensure there's supply necessary out there. Obviously, tapping the Strategic Petroleum Reserve is part of that. Engaging with global partners around the world who may be big global suppliers about putting more oil in the system.
AAA is now reporting the national average at $3.73 a gallon. That's up 8 cents from just yesterday, 32 cents from a month ago, and over a dollar 12 months ago. French President Emmanuel Macron spent an hour and a half on the phone with Russia's President Vladimir Putin, came out of the meeting saying that Russia wants to take total control of Ukraine and the worst is yet to come. This is USA Radio News.
Okay, so we got the chorizo dumplings, the cucumber empanadas.
Sarah's food truck is popping off.
Come on, guys, let's pick it up, all right?
But if she doesn't find a new chef, her truck will be stuck.
Call Chris this morning. So, Jessica, I'm going to need you on the fryer.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
You've heard us talk about the luxurious Giza Dream sheets from MyPillow. Well, now they're on sale, 60% off, as low as $39.99. Lots of other overstock items and a free copy of Mike Lindell's book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. With any purchase, but you've got to use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, the Radio Listener Square. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
Auto accidents are on the rise, and with that story, here's USA Radio's Tim Berg.
Early data from the National Safety Council says traffic deaths were up by 9% last year in the United States compared to 2020. The report saying more than 46,000 people died in motor vehicle-related incidents last year, and the group's president and CEO describing it as yet another wake-up call for this country.
A judge has rejected an effort by New York's Attorney General to put the National Rifle Association out of business, but will allow her lawsuit accusing top executives of illegally diverting tens of millions of dollars from the powerful gun advocacy organization to proceed. Manhattan Judge Joel Cohen said allegations of NRA officials misspending on personal trips, no-show contracts, and other questionable expenditures can be addressed by other remedies such as fines and restitution and do not warrant the corporate death penalty that Attorney General Letitia James has sought. The weekend is almost here, and this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
A former Colorado police officer shown on body camera video roughly arresting a 73-year-old woman with dementia and later seen joking about it with colleagues pled guilty to assault in an open plea deal opposed by the woman's family. Austin Hopp faces up to 8 years in prison when he's sentenced in May for second-degree assault, although the judge has the discretion to sentence him to probation or a halfway house. He had faced a mandatory prison sentence of between 10 and 32 years under the original, more serious assault count he was charged with. United Nations countries have agreed to create a legally binding global treaty to address plastic pollution in the world's oceans, rivers, and landscape. The UN Environmental Assembly voted unanimously at its meeting in Kenya's capital, Nairobi, for a resolution to end plastic pollution. It sets the stage for international negotiations designed to provide a full treaty by 2024. The treaty would cover the full lifecycle of plastics, including production, design, and disposal. One arrest has been made and more are expected in the investigation of a weekend shooting that left one man dead and 13 wounded at a hookah lounge off the Las Vegas Strip. Lee Frank Wilson was booked into the Clark County Detention Center on suspicion of open murder and 12 counts of attempted murder. In a statement, the police are calling the investigation ongoing. Police have described the shooting as an exchange of gunfire involving people at a private party at Manny's Ultra Grow Lounge and Restaurant in Las Vegas. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.